AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Tel Aviv today, air raid sirens and explosions. There were attacks in Jerusalem and Gaza as well. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's support for Israel's security will never waver.
We condemn ongoing rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups, including against Jerusalem. We also stand against extremism that has inflicted violence on both communities.
The Pentagon's acting chief during the Capitol riot plans to tell Congress why he did not send lots of troops. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Chris Miller will testify tomorrow. He was worried sending troops to the Capitol would fan fears of a coup or that the military might be used to help overturn the election results. In testimony obtained by the AP, Miller will tell a House panel the Pentagon has a bad record in supporting domestic law enforcement, and he was determined to have a limited presence. Miller's testimony is aimed at defending the Pentagon response to the chaos amid criticism that it took National Guard members hours to arrive as Capitol Police were overwhelmed. Miller will say then-President Trump encouraged the protesters, but he'll deny Trump had any role in the Pentagon's response. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading the fight against sweeping voting rights legislation.
The Democratic Party, on its own, wants to rewrite the ground rules of American politics for their benefit.
The plea in Georgia today by three men was not guilty to federal hate crime charges for the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black man who was chased and shot after being spotted running in the white defendant's neighborhood. California Governor Gavin Newsom proposes $12 billion in new funding to get more homeless people in the state into housing. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 471 points. This is AP News. 7 8th graders were shot and killed at a school in Russia.
The governor of the Tatarstan Republic, which has Kazan as its capital, says a 19-year-old terrorist has been arrested, adding other accomplices haven't been established and an investigation is underway. Footage of the school building showed dozens of ambulances lined up in front of the entrance. While school shootings are relatively rare in Russia, there have been several violent attacks on schools in recent years, mostly carried out by students. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge dismissed the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy case, leaving the powerful gun rights group to face a New York state lawsuit that accuses it of financial abuses and aims to put it out of business. The case was over whether the NRA should be allowed to incorporate in Texas instead of New York, where the state is suing it in an effort to disband the group. The judge ruled the bankruptcy was not filed in good faith. Ed Donahue, AP News.